you know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Y'all got to record this show because it's going down. What's up, Earl?
Well, good morning to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. How you doing, Gilbert?
You sure sound like you just being so nice and respectful. You might want to throw that out because you about to get it, homeboy. You about to get it.
So how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing so. I feel like you know what I am? What's that? I am a bill collector today.
A debt collector?
A debt collector, bill collector, run your mouth collector. I got so many people running from me, it's a shame. So now, if it went the other way, I'd have been sick, but
So let me lay this out. Okay.
Please lay it out, my brother.
So 2 weeks ago, the Packers lost a game. And 3 weeks ago, they lost a game.
Yeah, get it right.
And I forgot who they were playing. And I began the segment with taps. Dun, dun, dun. You remember that? And it was an epitaph for the 2023 Green Bay Packers football team. So you know, for those of you who don't know, Gilbert Brown is in the Walk of Fame for the Green Bay Packers.
Hall of Fame.
And so, you know, he's a Packer for life. He can't help it. Whether they're up or whether they're down, he rolling with the Packers, right? So the Detroit Lions defeated the Packers early on.
Wait. Let's get that right. I'm a Packer by blood.
Okay.
That's how I mean.
You're
a Packer by blood.
And win or lose or draw, you still a Packer.
By blood.
Okay, by blood. So the Lions last week, Thanksgiving Day, had the Green Bay Packers in Detroit. The Lions were 8-2. And my buddy Gilbert said to me, the Packers, they ready for them. I said, come on, man. Packers had 17 players hurt or something crazy. And Gilbert was talking crazy to me again, talking about the Packers was going to beat the Detroit Lions.
I'm going to let you tell your version, then let me tell mine.
Okay. They were going to beat the Detroit Lions, 8-2. The Detroit Lions, who had won 16 of the last 20 football games. 16 of 20 in the last 2 years. This ain't the Detroit Lions of 4 decades ago. This is the new Detroit Lions. And so I mentioned to Gilbert that I didn't think it was any way possible that the Green Bay Packers could beat the Detroit Lions in Thanksgiving. Detroit. And as it turned out, Detroit laid an egg. And the Packers rose to the occasion. And so somewhere along the line, I don't know how this happened because I'm not a betting man. But Gilbert suggested on the air that if the Packers won, or if the Packers lost, he would give me an autographed Gilbert Brown jersey. And so that's pretty good, you know, thing to have. And so he said to me, but if you lose, You going to dye your hair.
That's how I sound.
If you lose, you're going to dye your hair. And I'm like, okay, man, I don't think any chance of that happening, right? No chance. Then I'm going to have to dye my hair because I didn't think the Packers was going to win. But guess what? Now, Gilbert, it's on you. As fate would have it, spit it out.
Thank you, Earl, for your disnotation of whatever you were talking about. So let's go back a couple weeks ago. Like you said, let's go back a couple weeks ago. You running off at the mouth. The Detroit Lions are a juggernaut. They can't be stopped. There's a whole new different team. And I'm sitting up and I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to try to explain to Earl the laws of football. In Lambeau Field, when we played the Detroit Lions, we got embarrassed. That defensive line got embarrassed. So as a Packer, I knew they circled Thanksgiving Day. We're going to get ready for Thanksgiving Day. And as you see the progression, Earl, we won this game. We won that game.
You beat San Diego. Now, you beat San Diego, a team with no defense. And
okay,
then,
okay. All that. But we need some warm-up teams to play the big boys. And that's what we did. And when we went down there, you're not the only stupid one. I got about 15 guys that owe me, okay? So I tried to tell you, I said, Earl, don't you take this bet because these boys is a whole different team going in.
You had talk with the players.
Earl, listen to me. I knew we was going up in the hostile territory. Did you hear me while you was talking, going, room, 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 room? That's just like the movie 300. You got all these Packers on one side, and you got all these Lions on one side. And the guy asks the Lion, what are you? Oh, I drink Gatorade. What are you? Oh, I try to do this. He turned to the Packer guy. He said, what are you? I'm a football player, and I'm about to show y'all. So I said, okay, Earl is a bird nest on the ground. Earl.
Come on, man. Earl, come on, man.
Let's make this bet since you're so high-minded with this
on the ground.
Earl, if you bet me, if I lose, I had to give you a jersey. If I win, Earl got to dye his hair, all his facial hair, everything on top of his head got to be dyed jet black. And then you had a couple callers call on there trying to tell you, Earl, don't you do that. But you went on and did it because you're a Detroit Lions fan. Earl, we wasn't even at full strength. And we beat the Detroit Lions in a game where everybody... See, here's the thing. This was another national televised game that we needed to redeem ourselves. And that's what happened. Thursday night, you suckers lost.
Hey, man. Hey, they beat them up pretty good.
They
I mean, they really did put a whooping on them.
And here, another thing for all these people that was talking about, get rid of Jordan Love, sit him down, bring the other chump up, get rid of A.J. Dillon, do this, that. And who was the top performers of that game? Your boy almost had another 300-yard game. Scrubs or not, he had almost 300-yard games back-to-back. A.J. Dillon showed up again.
Let me ask you, man. You're a compassionate man. You got the Gilbert Brown Foundation and all those things, man. Can't you find any compassion for your brother?
I sure can. I'm going to take you to the place and buy the dye. I'm going to take you to the place. I can't wait to some callers. People, please call up and tell this fool. Please call up and tell him, please.
Hey, our phone line. Open at 844-967-2789. Now, so my wife asked me, my wife of 43 years.
Beautiful lady. I don't know why she was.
She asked me, you know, she kind of likes her husband with his hair white. You know, she's gotten used to that.
She probably told you, why'd you take that bet, fool?
and so now, you know, I've got to pay the price, man. I got to get.
You got to live up to your word, man.
That was an old R&B song by a guy named Tyrone Davis. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
I know Tyrone Davis.
I could turn back the hands of time.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, you wish you could.
I'm getting ready to turn them back, man. My hair's going to be black. Let's turn it back the hands of time, right?
Ooh, Earl. I mean, look at you. You're going to look like somebody took a magic marker and colored your hair.
You mean like you?
No. I got good hair.
It doesn't matter about good hair. I mean, you know. Gilbert, man, I'm soon to be, if I sneeze too hard, I'm going to be 70. Okay. You know what it looks like, a 70-year-old man walking around with black hair?
Well, that 70-year-old man should learn not to bet me, but I know I'm right. How about that? Hey. How about that?
Look, part of this, man, is I'm kind of excited about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because remember last week, a week before last, I was asking you, you know, if you leave any color on your pillowcases, you know, when you get your first stuff done. I'm kind of worried. Maybe I need to buy some cheap sheets and pillowcases, because is that what happens when you, after you get it done?
You ever seen Friday when a girl got her hair done and she started sleep without messing her hair up? That's gonna be you.
You know, man, the Packers look like they may make the playoffs.
We got to break this game down for the people when we come back. We got to break it down for the people so they can understand how we beat them Detroit Lions.
Yeah, well, you know.
Lead dogs in the division.
Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 under the helmet with the grave digger. And, man, what are you going to call me, man, once my hair's all prettied up?
Ooh-wee.
It's going to be pretty, man.
They're going to call you the great chameleon.
Right. Hey, we'll be back in a short period of time. Stay on the phones. We'll be on the line. We'll be right back.
And on the Civic Media app, this is the Shaw, WAUK.
To Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, Gilbert, I was thinking during the break before we go, you know, to the phone lines. There's a guy named Wayne Newton. You don't know him because his...
I do know Wayne Newton.
Okay, so Wayne Newton is about 98 years old. I don't know. He's got to be somewhere around there. And his hair is...
He'd be on the Vegas Strip.
Yeah. And his hair is still dark. Is that what you want me to look like, man?
No, you know what I want you to look like?
Hey, man, this is a family show.
I want you
this
to look
a family
like,
show.
I want you to look like Rudy Giuliani on the post with all that stuff leaking down your face.
Hey, look, man. Come on, man. Come on. You ain't going to treat your boy like that, man. Let's go to the phone lines and Rico.
Rico, give it to
Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man?
Yeah, doing good to this morning, guys. Doing real good. And you know what? Hey, Gilbert, when you go to store to get that hair dye, I'm tired of hearing about these pillowcases, so just pick up a couple of black pillowcases with that. Okay, for that jet pack. And we'd be all right then. I tell you what, man. Did that defense show up? I said, if that defense shows up, boy, did they show up on that turkey day. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Rashad, that... Gary, oh, Lord. They stopped him five times on fourth. Stopped him on fourth down.
Well, Rico, they actually beat him up. They physically manhandled Detroit offensively and defensively. Excuse me.
Good offensive line there, and they was in Goff's face all day long.
Yeah, they beat him up. Gilbert, is it safe to say that?
Earl, I told you that offense and defensive line had heat for the Detroit Lions. Because the way they heard me, the way I talked about them after that game, they heard me. They had to go in there and show those boys who still runs the yard.
So here's what I don't understand. Why just one game? If they can play like that.
See, Earl, it's not like that. You got to understand when it's a game. If they was playing the 49ers or Philly, it was a different game because this is a foe that we always know and we always know we can beat. And that was the Detroit Lions. They call themselves the Detroit Lions, but y'all still the kitty cats to us.
Meow.
Hey, Rico, thank you very much for the call, man. Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Earl, a couple points. Number one, stick with the cooking. If you have to bet, make the cooking number one for a bet. Number two, Gilbert, have you ever seen Benjamin Buttons? I think Earl would be kind of like maybe a stand-in. You know how the guy gets older and gets younger? Well, that's what's going to happen to Earl. He's going to be like Benjamin Buttons 2.0. That's what I think. And number three, you know what? I think what the Packers showed was that, yes, they're growing as a team together. And are they still going to make mistakes? Yeah. But they're young. And you look at some of the guys came up, and to Gilbert's point, they were without Aaron Jones. Jair Alexander was missing. Dylan was 100% healthy, and he looked like Superman in that one play where he's just jumping over the guy. And you know what? At the end of the day, I think the Packers are definitely heading in the right direction.
Yeah, but here's what I don't get, man. Well, I do get it. You know, fans are fair weather fans. They were asking for Jordan Love to be replaced several weeks ago, Gilbert. You remember that?
Yeah, I heard them stupid people. Stupid.
Hey, it's time to get rid of him. You know, we need to play the rookie backup. You know, but because
AJ Dillon needs to be gone. He's horrible. He can't get in there and do what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, well, people are fair weather fans. And
you forget also, Earl, we didn't have our starting tight end either.
Well, listen, Gilbert, let's not go too far with this. You know, they won a game, they beat Detroit, you know, and you know, they're close to 500. And as I predicted
listen
at the beginning
to him
of the
play
season,
it down, y'all.
As
him
I
play
predicted
it
at the beginning of the season, 9
let's
and 8.
Let's predict what color hair dye you going with. What's the name of it? What's the name of the hair dye? Everybody wants to know. Is it going to be dark and lovely or fool's gold? Hey, which one is it?
Maybe Revlon. That sounds
Revlon? Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus.
But David, they play well. They clearly – and I said this, Gilbert, early in the year. Before the season started, I said the Packers – have a lot
here
of
come
talent.
David. Here come
now,
David.
Now,
here
hey, come. You don't remember that, man? We got this stuff on tape. We can go back and I will say.
You know what it is? Let's put it on tape from when you start playing taps to now. And who over here running off at the mouth about it now? Who is it? Come on. Hey, here we go.
Hey, you know what though, Gilbert? They could very easily. Who they play next? Oh, Kansas City. So here's how delusional, you know, you're getting. You and others who somehow now think that they're going to beat Kansas City. Kansas City is not Detroit.
Earl. It's going down. You know how you smell? You smell a wounded dog in the yard. We smell a wounded dog in the yard. And we about to jump on it.
Hey, Kansas City is the Super Bowl champions.
So?
You know.
They put their pants on just like we do.
Yeah. I mean, this is a good shot. If ever there was a time they could beat them, it's kind of now, because I think Kansas City already has three losses.
And They about to have four.
Well, listen, Gilbert. Now you really.
They about to have four.
What you put in that coffee, man?
It's called Revlon. Dark and lovely.
Listen, man. 844-967-2789. Look, I'm gonna play this up.
We need a woman's perspective. Why don't you women call in and help Earl out?
Well, I'm gonna play this up.
Let him know about the die.
Yeah. Well, I don't need a woman to tell me about it. All I have to do is look at what you got in your medicine cabinet, and you can tell me. I want the same dye you use.
Okay.
Listen, 844-967-2789, under the helmet with the grave digger. We'll be right back. Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, listen, so for those of you who may just be joining us, a week or so ago, Gilbert and I made a bet. The Detroit Lions, the 8-2 Detroit Lions, were playing the Green Bay Packers, who I think at the time were, you know, 5-5 or whatever it was. And so they were playing them in Ford Field on Thanksgiving Day. And the Packers were decided underdogs. No question. They were definitely underdogs. And somehow the Green Bay mystique, the Green Bay magic showed up. The Detroit Lions laid an egg. And so Gilbert and I made a bet. And that if the Packers won, I would get my hair dyed. Needless to say, I'm going to have my hair dyed. And you know, Gilbert, it could have been worse, because the missus said, your missus said to me, I heard her in the background, it could have been, you should have had him dyed green. She said that, right? That it could have happened, right? I'm glad you didn't think of that.
Green.
Yeah, that's.
You know. I think you delusional. You sure you was talking to me at that time? You delusional.
Nah, man.
I think you didn't say
that to me.
But listen though, listen, Earl.
Let's go to the phone lines.
If I didn't, I would not tell you to dye your hair green. I'd have said purple.
Hey, man, let's go to the phone line. Hey, Cindy. Good morning to you. How you doing? Cindy from Salem, what do you say? Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning, Earl. I guess I had a call coming in, but it's gone now. But how are you doing?
I'm kind of all right for now. What's up?
I don't think you should have to dye your hair. You say your hair was going gray.
No, it's white. My hair is completely white.
Oh, it's white. Well, you know, just because there's snow on the roof don't mean there's not fire in the fireplace.
Uh-oh. This is this is a family show. It's early in the morning, Cindy. What y'all doing in Salem?
Warm house. It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you, you know, Wayne Newton, you mentioned him. Wayne Newton's got black hair, and his eyes have been had an eye job that makes him look like Fu Manchu. But when he was a kid, he was a red-haired German boy, and now he's a black-haired Indian. I don't get it.
What y'all doing in Salem? hey, so, yeah, so, you know, I mean, you know, we're gonna get it done, so... I don't have any other choice. We're going to get it done. We're going to put it on the website so you get the chance to see what I look like now with it all white. And
the before and after. You know, I don't know what Cindy and them doing in Salem either, but she calling to help defend you from trying to tell you don't make no more stupid bets with Mr. Gilbert Brown. Don't do that because it's not going to work.
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. Tell somebody else about us. You know, Gilbert, so once I get it dyed, since you know how this works.
I don't.
Okay, so I don't want that dye on the back of my collar, my shirts, right? How do you stop that?
Well, first of all, Earl, I don't know what you're talking about. Second of all, if you go out and buy cheap dye, you're going to get cheap results.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying? If you go buy the real deal Holyfield dye,
that kind of stuff then, you use,
then you good.
Okay,
it's gonna stay in there for a while.
Yeah, I see. It's been How often do you get it freshened up?
I don't get it freshened up at all.
hey, let's do this, man. So the Packers play Kansas City this week. You are predicting again that this is the Packers' time now. The Packers have gotten to a point now where, you see the growth in them. I have to say this, man, just based on the game, the brutal beatdown, because that's what they did. They beat them boys up, man. It was like they were playing against a college team. Can they carry that with them?
It's always a starting point, Earl. You got to always have a starting point, and that was the starting point right there. You got to understand, Earl, Kansas City, if you want to jump on them real quick, Kansas City, they've been struggling the whole year.
Yeah, they have.
Then they go and play.
And they're still 7-3.
And they went and played the Raiders yesterday and came out struggling. Where at? In Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Guess where they got to come? The most storied, hallowed ground in football today, Lambeau Field. Y'all better bring what you think you're going to bring because we're going to take it away from them. We're taking their lunch money.
Hey, man, let's
we the big bad bullies in Lambeau Field, baby.
Let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharky, my friend. How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Sharky, let me ask you, man. You and thank you, because you were with us when we came up and or down to Milwaukee and helped us distribute all those turkeys and whatnot. And it was good to see you again. You've been used to seeing me with all white hair, man. Now, what are your thoughts about, man, Gilbert trying to force me to dye my hair black?
I got a real quick one, though. Someone's here to say hello to you first before I can go further. So here it is. He was in my trunk. He was in my trunk next to a 15-pound turkey. And what the heck?
Hey, man. And thank you, man, for the voluntary effort that you put in with our turkeys giveaway. I really appreciated it, man. You were the life of the party.
Well, I had fun, and I tell you what, I left, my heart must have swelled twice the size, because I've seen so many beautiful people. I got to meet your beautiful family. That was amazing, absolutely amazing. So thank you for that opportunity, and it will always be remembered. But I got a complaint.
And what's the complaint?
The complaint is, I'm thinking that when the Lions get beat by the Packers, that your hair wasn't going to go black. It was going to go to the color of the Green Bay Packers, green and gold. Oh, can we negotiate?
Hey, man, no, man, there is no negotiating. The hair color is going to be black. And, you know, it's going to take me back, Sharky and Gilbert. I'm going to pull back out my bell bottoms
shirts. Wait, Earl. I'm tired of you trying to get sympathy from these people. You made a bet and you lost.
Yeah.
Shut up and put your dye in and look stupid.
Hey,
what you got to do.
I'm not going to look stupid, though. See, because I wear black hair well. Absolutely. If my hair was green and gold, I'd wear it well. You know, you know who you're talking to, man.
People, please help this dude out. Please help this dude.
Hey, you know, again, man, it's going to take me back to those days, man, when, you know, the living was good. Life was easy.
Well, I want you to get it all blacked it out, and then put your bell bottoms on and your turtleneck.
My peace medallion.
Jacket,
my peace medallion.
Your black leather jacket, and call yourself Shaft and jump through the window. And jump through a window backwards.
Hey, Sharky, so your thoughts on that game, man?
Well, I tell you what, I was in kind of a sad mood just for a few things in the personal world. And you know what? The Packers picked it up. It was one of the best football games I've ever seen, and I'm so proud of what we seen on the field. And it's going to happen again. It's certainly going to happen again.
Hey.
You
and I will talk again soon, my friend. Again, thank you very much for that volunteer effort. We'll be talking soon. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl and Mr. Gravedigger.
Mr. Gravedigger. Hey.
Well,
Gilbert Brown, man.
No, he got it right. Leave him alone.
I'm going to treat him with some respect because I've seen what he can do.
Thank you.
You know, I've said this early on, let this guy play. He's going to be amazing. Jordan Love, 228 yards, 3 TDs, no interceptions. And let me tell you, this guy is going to be amazing. And I can't wait. I wasn't terrified to see Mr. Rogers go. it's scary, and I hope they give him a chance, and they are. And I tell you, these fair-weathered fans that I've heard are going to eat crow, because Jordan Love is going to put on a show, and I can't wait to watch it. And God bless you both for what you do. Heard about your turkey giveaway, and you guys really do a lot of good for your community.
Well, you know, CJ, Jordan Love, really, when you look at him, Gilbert, he's got the tools. How tall is he? 6'3", 6'4"? He's a tall guy. He can't hear you. You think he's 6'5". So it's somewhere we can't hear you on the other end. You must be disconnected.
There you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. He's 6'5"?
I think he's about 6'5".
Yeah. So when you see him, man, he just towers over. He can look over the lineman, Gilbert. And that's got to be an asset.
That's good for a quarterback. Yeah. Real good for a quarterback.
Yeah. And
to be able to scan the field better.
Yeah. And he's getting more and more comfortable, man. But, you know, it looks like.
Two games, almost 300 yards each game, man.
Hey, Gilbert. We're not going to put him in the NFL Hall of Fame because he almost got 300 yards.
You got to call good when it's good because everybody always trying to call him back.
Hey, good. 300 yards. It wasn't that long ago Katz was passing for 400 yards regularly. And I think what has happened is the defenses have caught up with the offenses.
Don't you pass 400 hair dyes. How about that? Just get one.
Listen, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You can join us on the other side. Be right back.
Last night.
Hey man, turn your microphone off, man.
Why I gotta turn my microphone off? Because I'm talking to somebody.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Because you might say something that, you know.
I never say anything wrong, right?
Well, let me say this. Man, did you see the Super Bowl played on Saturday?
Oh, that was a game there, homeboy. That was a game right there.
Ohio State and Michigan was the Super Bowl. Hey, man, what you got going on in the background, man?
Hey, man, listen here, man. Finish what you were saying.
Yeah, but, man, the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Michigan Wolverines played a spectacular game on Saturday. They were both 11-0. And those guys, many of them are going to be playing on Sunday mornings on both sides. Man, how can those two teams have so many star players?
Well, you know, that was a rivalry game from, oh, my God. They said that's 100 years in the making rivalry game. One of the rivalry games of all times. And I'm right in the middle of it because I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So it was crazy. If you had to go to the store, if you weren't going to the game, you better get it before 11 o'clock because it's going down.
Oh, that's right. The game was in Michigan.
Yeah, it was in Michigan. The big house, the biggest house there is.
What, 106,000 people?
Nine.
Oh, 109,000. Okay, I know. You're right. I know you're going to look. So I can say 106,000, and I'm sure.
I think the gray hair grows from your brain through your skull.
There aren't a whole lot of people who know it's 106,000 or 109,000, but I knew that. So you can't give me any credit for that.
100 and something. Let's put it that way.
But man, it was just you didn't want to go take a break, right?
Oh my God, it was intense all the way through, man. Just because, first of all, you got to choose a side. Second of all, the storylines: the head coach ain't there,
right.
The other guys taking over, the other coach haven't beat him in two or three times. Oh my God! Oh, it was drama all. Even it with the announcers, drama all over.
And you know, Gilbert, even though the drama part of it that you mentioned, the talent levels are what makes it what it is. You can have all the drama you want. It's just that the players are so talented. I mean, most of those cats, most of those cats ready to go and play on Sunday right now.
Oh, my God. And that running back, they got Blake Quorum. Oh, my God. Tough dude.
The wide receiver for Ohio State.
Maserati Marvin. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Hey, is that yes. Marvin Harrison's son?
Yes. He's a bad dude.
Yeah. First-round draft choice, future, you know, all NBA, NFL player.
He's going to be just like his dad or even better.
Yeah, he's bigger than his dad was. He's bigger than his dad was. But, I mean, just the line play, Gilbert. I was reading some earlier, the Packers were there looking, salivating. They got some early draft choices. And, man, those linemen, Gilbert, all of that is done. As you always say, man, the line play. But the line play of both of those teams is what make it all happen.
Absolutely. I mean, just looking at those guys, and Packers need some offensive linemen. Oh, my God. They have some dogs out there on both sides, Michigan and Ohio State. They got some good picks. They got some great players. But that's why you are number one, number two, or number three, is because of the great players you have. And that you rely on to win games.
And it's their tradition. The fact that people want to go there, right? Everybody, if they get a chance, every college player, for the most part, if he gets his druthers, he want to play for Michigan or Ohio State.
The uniforms. I mean, with growing up as a little kid, man, the Michigan helmet, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You wanted that. You wanted that uniform.
One of the ugliest helmets that there is, but –
Oh, why? Because it don't have a W on the back?
No, man. It's just, that's an ugly helmet, man.
You know, crazy.
Some yellow stripes going down the middle of the helmet. It's always been an ugly helmet, man. I've been watching football. Let me pull rank on you.
Please.
Son, I've been watching football before you was born. And it was an ugly helmet way back then. It's an ugly helmet now.
Well, father, I can't wait till you dye your hair black so you can become a human again.
Hey man, it was a great game, man. It was an absolutely spectacular. And you know, the college the college bowl game that'll determine who is the best, I don't think it could be any better than that game. Do you?
No, man. Come on. That was a national championship game.
Yeah, it was a national championship game.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, I didn't even want to get up and go to the bathroom. Right?
You could cut the electric with a knife, baby.
Yeah,
it was going down.
They were both 11-0, right?
Yeah. Somebody got to go.
Yeah, somebody's all got to go. Is that kind of like, you know, with my hair? Gonna be
Somebody's my great. Somebody's great. Got to go.
So anyway, man, it was thanks for the memories, right?
Man, you know what? Today was a good show. I had to say, just because, Earl, I like to see you grovel.
Am I groveling?
I like to see you asking people for help.
So I already know that once my hair gets dyed, I'm going to look even better.
You think so?
Hey, come on, man.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm trying to envision you with gray hair.
You know? No, I got my grade is too good.
Hey, you mean the bank account is going to keep you? You must have some investment in that.
You know what, Earl? Once you dye your hair, huh? You know that really brings out your color.
Hey,
you really gonna look crazy.
Hey, under the helmet with the grave digger on the Earl Ingram Show, man. We'll make this happen shortly. Good seeing you, my friend.
Good too, my brother. Love you, my brother.
Likewise, we'll talk soon.
Calvin, I holler at you. Tell Big Sandy, I say, what's up?
We'll be right back.
Afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.